Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, radio listeners. This is Pastor Orla Starling with the Anointed Word International Ministries. I'm here with you this morning because the Lord allowed me to have another day to be with you to spread the good news, which is the Word of God. And this morning, we are just glad to be in your midst. I'm so glad to be here this morning because it's only by God's grace that I do appear. It's God's grace that kept me, God's grace that carried me throughout the night. And even though, praise God, throughout the night, he made a strong delivery. He delivered first mercies, fresh mercies he delivered, praise God, unto me. And Father, I'm grateful. I'm grateful because I know that you love me. You love me better than I love myself. And this morning, radio listeners, I want to invite you to tell your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers about the broadcast. Let them know that the word is on the air. Praise the Lord. And I'm just blessed to be here. I just love the Lord this morning. And this morning, Father, as we come to you, this morning, Father God, just as we are. But we come, praise God, bowing before you at your throne, asking, Lord, that you forgive us of every iniquity, sin, shortcoming, that you would take us, praise God, and make us anew, that you will wash it with the hyssop of your word, that you will keep us, praise God, in safekeeping if we keep our minds stayed on thee. And Father God, we thank you, Father God, for allowing us to have fear of the use and activities of our limbs. And thank you for the clothing of the right mind. We have a mind to call upon you and to seek after you, because there will come a time that you will not be around. And God, we are grateful. But Lord, carry us throughout this word today. Let it be made, praise God, clear that no error, praise God. Make it so plain that even a fool could not error. In the name of Jesus, but Father God, help us, God, to get understanding of your word. When you speak, God, you speak life. Speak life into those, Father, that not know you today. Invite them in to sit with you and you with them, and you become their God and they become your people. Father God, I'm grateful and I thank you for it. Let your word go out, praise God, across the airways. Father God, let it go out and accomplish that in which it is sent. In Jesus' name, we do ask it all. We pray right now that it is done and the prayers are answered. In Jesus' name, amen. And this morning, praise the Lord, I just want to come to you briefly and talk to you this morning. Praise God, we are talking about prayer, praise God, and what God is wants to do for us through the prayer. And how he has, praise God, set rules in place that we may be blessed through praying. But this morning, I want to talk to you about kill the flesh before the flesh kill you. Now, kill the flesh before the flesh kill you. As you know, praise God, that the flesh is an enemy to God. It is an enemy to God. God can't work through the flesh. He only works through the spirit. But we need to kill the flesh. You see, first before I preach the word, the word first comes to me before it goes out to you. Yes. The word goes out to you, but it comes to me first. I can't overlook it and send it to you. I have to examine me before I can give it to you. Amen. And this morning it says, kill the flesh before the flesh kill you. And this morning we're going to be coming from Galatians 2 and 20. And the word declared that I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I live, now live in the flesh, I live it by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That's a powerful verse. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me in Galatians 2 and 20. Now, the Lord is saying to us today, praise the Lord, he's saying to us, God created each and every one of us. He created us for something that was so very important to him. You see, he had the great potential to be, if you want to be used by the Lord, you must have the great potential to be used by the Lord and to have him directing your life, not you, but him directing your life. Because you know, sisters and brothers, anything we do, we make a mess of it. We try to fix it. We make a mess. When it gets fixed, we go back in and mess with it. We still make a mess. So if God is directing your life, He has great potentials for you. And sometimes I believe that, you know, what it really means to have the Lord directing our life, who knows all things, and certainly what is best for you and for I, to be guided by Him is an awesome guiding tool. It's an awesome guiding, you know, track to follow. And when I think about the mistakes that we could have avoided and heartaches that we could have avoided, thinking too much about what it would be and what it means to be part of God's plan for the world, if we would have just allowed Him, as we say, He's the head of my life, allow Him to be the head of our life, indeed, not just in words, you and I would be better off today. Amen. But to be used by God, we must understand what we really are and how, okay, and how it is that God can use us. You got to understand who you really are. You are a sinner, you are a sinner that needs to be saved, and you either was a sinner bought by grace, and the blood of Jesus Christ, yes. You either one, either are. And I'm just saying today that every child of God wants to be used. Every child of God wants to be used by God. We pray that prayer, God, use me, use me, use me. But this we must understand, that the Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be, what, His disciples. You have to bear fruit to be His disciples. And the fruits you bear, He says this, a tree that bears not fruit must be shorn, must be cut down from the earth. If you have a tree that's not bearing no fruit, it's no good to you. But now that's God's plan for us, to save us and to bear fruit. But first, God wants us to have a personal, what? We've been talking about this all week long. But we must have a personal relationship with Him. You got to have it. Don't just have it today and tomorrow you don't know what happened, or you didn't have one, you pick it up 3 days later. You must have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that begins when we believe and receive Jesus Christ as our Savior. And that is the relationship that you and I must establish. We must establish that and begin a new life with Him directing us. You know, being saved, turn from your wicked, evil ways, your sinful ways. Being saved is more than just getting to heaven when we die. It's more than that. It is to have God, the Holy Spirit, leading us daily and helping us through life. More than that, it is to have a purpose for life and to have a satisfaction of knowing we are doing what God created us to do. My friend, you was only created in this world to praise and worship God. You weren't created to be all this that you want to be. He just give it to you because He loves you, but you was created to praise Him. Your purpose for being here is to praise and uplift the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul was addressing this when he said, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Philippians 1:21. He said, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." The purpose of the whole life was to live for Christ, not for you to be this and that and be selfish and be uplifted in your flesh. You need to kill the flesh before the flesh kill you. You have to praise God. You was bought with a price. That price was the blood of Jesus. You see, the Bible says he that is of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, we have a way of knowing that we are of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, you have to give, you have to decrease that He may increase. The Bible knows of what some call, you know, sometimes we call, that's why I said this, you know, Sunday morning religion and all these things. Sometimes it just really gets to be a little nagging. That means that the only time God has a part in your life is when you go to church, when you go to your sanctuary, you leave in your church, going to someplace, you can just sit and gather and watch folks come in and march in, and the hat they got on, the shoes they're wearing, how they shout, what they're singing, all that. It's beginning to be vanity. And when a person receives Christ, there is a great positive life change. Your life change, honey, when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, you change. Everything changes. The Bible declares that all things become new. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. When you come into Christ, there will change must take place. 2 Corinthians 5:17. child of God is not just adding the church or Christian belief to your life. You see, sometimes we put all these emphasis on this, this church thing, and we forget about what we are actually put, what Christ really saved us for, and the purpose was to praise and worship Him. We add too much to Christian life, you know, and it becomes a disciple of Christ, and you want to become a disciple of Christ, a devoted person that serves the Lord, a disciple who gives Him all to Him, His service and His master. His master. You have a master, and your master is the Lord Jesus Christ when you become a new creature in Christ. But the world philosophy is simple. Live for yourself. Live for yourself. The Word of God says die to yourself. You must kill the flesh before the flesh kill you. You must deny the flesh. Flesh is not to rule your spirit, but your spirit rule your flesh. Come on, somebody. And many come to Jesus and ask him to be his disciple. But most of all, and most of them was turned down. Not because Christ did not want him. No, that's not the issue. But they were turned down because they would not do the whole or give themselves to Christ wholly. Jesus told us in Matthew 10:37-39, he says this. He said, who loves the Father, a mother more than me, is not even worthy for me. Oh, my goodness, that's strong. He who loved the Father as a mother more than he loved me is not even worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me, you have a cross to bear, my friend. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? There's a cross for everyone, and there is a cross for me. You remember that song we sung? We used to sing it all the time. It is not worthy of me. He said, and he who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. You got to give it up. You got to give it up and want to follow Jesus all the way. I will follow him, and I'll go with him through the garden. I'll go with him. Yes. And Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, flesh, and take up the cross and follow me. Pick up your word. Get into the Bible. Get into your study. Get into your prayer. Get into your worship. Get into your relationship and begin to follow him. And that was in Matthew 16:24. It does not mean your relationship with our family is negative. You know, it's negative and it's not an impact. What it does mean is that we put Christ first, F-I-R-S-T, in our lives, then we will have a positive effect on everything in our lives. We got a problem. This is why our life is so out of control, because we have him on the back burner, and everything that's concerned selfishness, self-flesh is in the front, okay? This is what the Lord is saying. He's making it plain to you. He says, I need you to kill the flesh before the flesh kill you. And this is not popular, you know, in our modern times because, baby, it's all about me. But it's not. It's not, but it is God's revealed truth. Error in thinking in regarding to yourself is a problem. See, the error of man thinking is regarding to self-worth. But the Bible said we are more valuable than the lowest. He said the Bible says that we are more valuable than the lower form of God's creation. Matthew 6:23, 10:29-31, Matthew 12:12, and Luke 12:7-24. Now, if we just want to know this and say, what is she talking about? Let's look at the birds of the air. But they are neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, yet they, Heavenly Father, feed them. Are you not more valuable than them? Matthew 6:26. He said to us, praise God. I remember saying while saying one time, he said this, I know that these two robins and the sparrow on the air, and they were sitting up there and they was talking. They said, sparrow, they said, yes, robin, why does these old anxious human beings rush around and worry so? So they're always rushing. They're from here to there. They're rushing. They're always in a hurry. And the sparrow looked at the robin, and the robin looked at the sparrow. He said, well, robin, all I can say to you, sparrow, is they must not have a heavenly father that take care of them and love them as we do. So we look at the birds of the air. But they neither sow, nor reap, neither gather into barns. Yet their heavenly Father feeds them. They don't worry about a necessary thing. They believe God for what he said. And he said, I will supply your needs. We're intimately known by God, but yet the hairs on our head, you must understand, when we got a God that knows the number of the hairs on your head, my friend, he knows when one gray hair turned black. He knows when one hair, I don't care if you do shave it, he knows that you have, he knows the numbers of the hairs on your head. God knows this. By the very hairs of your head are all numbered. My God, what an awesome God. Oh, Matthew 10:30, your hairs are numbered. However, we still deserve death because of our inherited sinfulness. For all the sins and the fall short of his glory, we all have sinned it. Every one of us, I wouldn't care if you are a priest, you can be a pope, you can be the whoever you may be, the bishop, you can be a prophet, the evangelist, you have sinned it. And you fall short of the glory of God. The Bible declared, no, not one righteous, no, not one. So those who are walking thinking their feet can't hit the ground, baby, you sinned it. You was born in sin. But we have to learn to control, praise God, and know that our spirit should be ruling our flesh, not our flesh ruling our spirit. And being adopted into God's family should cause us to praise and thank him for the glory of his grace. In Ephesians 1:5-6 says, having predestined unto adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to him according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace by which he has made us accepted the beloved. It is wrong for us to think in any way that we are worthy to receive Christ, unmerited favor, grace. But God is so awesome. But God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that we are still sinners. Christ died for us. He didn't look at you and see what sin you did. He just know you sinned it. See, sin stinks in the nostrils of God. If we read 1 Corinthians 1:26-31, God explained to us and says, let us go who glorify God in Christ. Let us glorify God in Christ. We need to realize what's the importance of glorifying God in Christ. There's an error of man's thinking in regarding to self-assurance. There's a dependency on ourselves of our possession instead of God's will and leading, which will lead to a he who trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like what? Like seeds planted across the earth. That is in Proverbs 11:28. And John 15:5 says, I am the divine, you are the branch. He who abides in me and I in him beareth much fruit. If you are not bearing fruit, you're not abiding. Hello, somebody. If you are not bearing fruit in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are not abiding. He said, I am the vine, you are the branch. You're not the tree, you're the branch. And he who abides in me and I in him beareth much fruit. Without me, you can do nothing. John 15:5, a believer to live in his total dependency upon the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the power and the wisdom of all mankind. Jesus, he said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge me, him, and he will direct your path. Get out of flesh, get into the spirit realm, and allow God to direct your path. Kill the flesh before the flesh kill you. The Bible declared, he said, I have been crucified with Christ. I am no longer I. It's no I. The I will destroy you. He said, it's no longer I who lives, but the Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live it by faith. I don't live it by my works. I live it by faith in the Son, Jesus Christ, who loved me and gave himself for me. In Galatians 2:20, he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You see, the thing that I do it in Christ because he strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. But the error of man's thinking in regards to self-love is where it is now in the Bible, where we are told to love ourselves. You love the Lord, Lord, love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. 6 and 5, the flesh is a sin. The flesh is an enemy to God. That commands us unnecessary because man naturally loves himself. And the second is like this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Oh, he ain't said nothing about me yet. I can't love me yet. No. You get caught up in Matthew 22:39. So the husband ought to love his own wife as their own body. Who loves his wife loves himself. No one ever hates his own flesh. And but nourishes and cherishes it just as the Lord does his work. The building, get your mind off the building. We're talking about the body of man now. And we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Ephesians 5:28-30. The last day will be marked by those who love themselves. But know this, that in the last day perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves. Everybody want to be bucked up, looking good. Everybody wants to be small with a 22 waist. Everybody wants to be bucked. The women, they bucking, working out, breaking down, fitness. Everybody want to be fit. Everybody wants, nothing wrong with being fit. But now you don't fell in love with it. Now it's going to become you. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, ungodly, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, disparity of good, traitors, headstrong, yes, naughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying his power. And for such people, turn away. 2 Timothy 3:1-5. The error of man's thinking is to regard his self for self-assurance. It's his self-assertiveness. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but the power and love and of a sound mind. In 2 Timothy 2:1-7, God has not given us a spirit of intimidation or weakness. However, the Bible says we are not to assert ourselves. Let nothing be done through selfishness, ambition, or conceit, or just doing it with, you know, doing it out of just underhanding it, but in lowliness and mind, let everyone esteem others better than themselves. That's what the words say. Let each of you look out for only, not only for his, but his own interest, but also for the interest of others. Everybody's all about me. It's all about me. That's the thing we do now. Well, it's all about me now. Going against the grain. The error of man's thinking is regards to self-confidence. You are not to trust yourself, but we are to trust God. That means we test everything in the light of God's word. We must trust him, following him, his godly principle. We find the Bible. Most people rely on their own wisdom and reasoning, and few seek God's counsel. When you come to God and something you desire, you've already made up your mind before you even get to the throne of grace. You've already know what you want to say to God. You already believe that it's done because you don't already put in your mind, this is what's going to happen. But you don't seek the counsel of God. And this is how we run into trouble. And this is this, and what this means is our confidence is in the advice of God gives us because we know it to be true. The believer knows that it has a carnal and fleshly nature that is what? Corruption. And it seeks to destroy each and every one of us because the flesh is a danger and an enemy to God. Kill the flesh before the flesh kill you. But the believer has the Spirit of God and a new nature that comes from God. That nature flows and it follows the understanding of God's principle, my people. And it applies them, if you apply it into your life. In other words, if we learn from the Bible, the principles, and we stay with God, it will help apply that in our daily living. We can be above the circumstances, and we can allow the Spirit to rule and not our flesh. But we're supposed to be circumcised. And if that is the truth, then who worship Christ in the Spirit rejoices in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in his flesh. The flesh is taking over.
We are to live by faith, not by ourselves, but in the Christ, in Christ Jesus. My friend, we need to deliver and get rid of the flesh, for the flesh is an enemy to God. We are not righteous in ourselves. There is no non-righteous, no, not one. There is none who understand. There is none who seek after God. They all have gone out of the way. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one. Romans 3, 10 and 12. That's the error of thinking about self-righteousness. But we are all unclean things. And our righteousness, let me break it down. You think you're so holy than thou, you don't do no wrong. Don't no sin dwell near you. But the Bible declares in Isaiah 40, 64 and 6, but we are all unclean things. All of us are unclean things. And all our righteousness are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf. And our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Your true righteousness is based only on the sincerity, belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. That means we are right when we follow God's instruction. When we get a connection with the Lord Jesus Christ, we become the righteousness of God. It is not head knowledge of Christ, but a personal belief and commitment to him that changes our life. It is a true belief that directs and controls our life. For if by one man offend death reigns through the one, much more than those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. Romans 5 and 17. Praise the Lord. I pray, praise God, you're getting this. I pray, praise God, it's a blessing to you. And I will want to say this, and we're getting ready to close. The error of man's thinking is regarded to self-exaltation. We want to exalt ourselves. Exalting yourselves above others has no value. It is certainly wrong or unrighteous behavior. But this is the word of God. This is the word of God. But not he who commend himself is approved by whom the Lord condemns. Those who exalt themselves will be humbled. And whosoever exalt himself will be abased. And who humbles himself will be exalted. The Lord do it differently. We are only to boast. We are only to boast in the Lord Jesus Christ that is written, who glorifies, let him glory in the Lord Jesus Christ. But God forbid it that I should glory except in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and into the world. Galatians 14. Today we are talking about in your weaknesses, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. The Lord has made and created us and wants us to live a glorious and productive, happy life. He has purposed for us to be there, and we live the best lives possible. And when we allow him to accomplish this purpose in our life, my friend, everyone will have problems in life, but those in God, principles found in the Bible can overcome these difficulties and be not defeated by them. Today the Lord is saying to you, you need to recognize that the flesh is an enemy to God. Kill the flesh for the flesh kill you. Get into a relationship with God. Know that he is your Lord and Savior and live to live again. I hope that you was blessed today. But remember, the flesh hates you. And the flesh is an enemy to Christ. Flesh kill you. May you be blessed until the next time. You have a blessed day.